Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert, we're association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert, evaluation. We're the word association.
All right, Ted, Larry, thank you again for coming in today. Now,
yeah, of course,
again,
no
plain
problem.
Plain and simple, yeah, no like worries. I asked. You know, a lot of people doubt me. They don't think I'm that great of a life coach, but if I could just get your testimonials, I just need to get some testimonials so I can play.
I'll give you my TED-demonial.
I appreciate that. Nice, nice. Hey.
I wouldn't have been able to make that joke until I met you.
I know, and your sense of humor is your asset, and don't forget that. So really just, you know, a nice little clip, just something I could play in my Facebook ads and my Instagram ads just to get some more clients, because I'll be honest, guys,
sure.
The comments have been hateful, and
yeah.
I'd really like
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you guys read through the negative comments and sent me a DM.
Yeah.
You bet, just, D'Antonio. D'Antonio, you are the best. You're the best life coach we got out there, D'Antonio.
D'Antonio, or Richie, are we rolling? Are we rolling?
No, not yet. I haven't hit record yet. I'll tell you. Hey, guys, what did I tell you? I'm never going to. No surprises with me. There are no surprises.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. We'll see. I mean, we'll see, but.
Did you want to tell me something before I hit record?
There is something coming up, your 50th birthday, and we didn't want to surprise you. So just know we are going to Lake Tahoe.
Oh.
There will be a dance team there.
Okay.
It's not like a stripper situation. It's a dance team. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, it's a dance team.
Yes.
Yeah, so
Kansas City Chiefs backup dancers.
Okay.
And they're going to
Chiefettes, I believe. I believe the
so
Chiefettes.
So they dance for the practice squad? Is that what you mean by backup dancers? Or
yeah, they're the practice squad dancers.
Yeah, Kansas City doesn't have mirrors in their field, so they have a backup squad to face them and replicate what the main squad is doing. I didn't want to get into this right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay.
But since we're here, and they're going to do a whole entire dance routine to
just the
Aha's
just
take
the
on
chief.
Me
oh.
And the Chiefs oh. We told them we didn't want it. We told them that's taboo, that's gauche, that's tasteless.
Right. Yeah. But that's their thing.
They said they can't do without
they said as long as Atlanta's doing it, we're doing it. And that it's not even, that's cross sports. I don't know.
Yeah, and we called Atlanta, and Atlanta said as long as Florida State's doing it, we're okay. still doing yeah. it. Well, so
and Florida State does not care. They didn't reference anyone. They didn't say as long as blank. They were just
they're still too mad about not getting in the college playoffs. So, guys.
Ooh, spoiler, I haven't watched the season yet.
Okay, so listen. Number one, thank you so much. Your generosity I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
So I don't want to give a lot of direction because I want you guys to speak from your heart, from your truth, okay? But if you could kind of start out with where you were, you know, sad sacks, and where you are now.
Yeah. And sad sex is the term you gave us. You said that was our title when we first came to you.
Yeah.
I just got to say, just because there's no surprises, and I don't want you to be surprised if I bring this up weeks later. Mm-hmm. You said number one, and then you said what you said. Then end of list. I think if you're not going to do a 2, 3, 4, et cetera, don't even bring up, don't bring numbers into it.
That's a fair point.
Does that make sense?
That's fair. No.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be more.
No, that's fair.
You know, when I wrote my college thesis, I didn't say, number one. And then that was 40 pages.
Yeah.
But one shouldn't carry to the end.
Yeah. Again, I want this to be all about your self-esteem, but ITT Tech wasn't a college, all right? So I just, it was tech, it's a technical institute. Well, okay.
It's a technical institute.
I paid them $38,000 a year.
I know.
All right, let's okay. not fight about
this,
guys.
Right,
okay,
right.
Let's get into our testimonials here. Positive thinking.
So I'm just going to hit the record button. I'm going to go 3, 2. I'm going to silently say 1 and point at you, and that's when you know we're recording. And we could do a joint one. You guys are welcome to individual, but I'd love to have you... back to the numbers. But I'd love to have
you. We should be natural.
Please be natural.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready. Great. 3.
Okay.
2.
When I first started off, I was a sad sack, a loser, a ne'er do well. I couldn't get my life together for nothing, until I met a life coach who threw me,
What are those things called? Like the rings? What are those rings?
The life preserver. Is that thing?
No, that's a vest. What's the ring? Come on, the ring.
An inner tube?
A life ring.
An inner tube.
But it's solid. It's like a bit. It's like solid.
Somebody threw you a solid ring while you were drowning?
No, what is that called? It's called a...
Shit.
Oh, fuck. What is it called? All right, while you think of it, I'll start mine.
Okay. And maybe not...
Before I met Dad Tonio, I was driving 55... But I couldn't do it anymore because I was a victim of vehicular manslaughter.
Great.
So I was down in the dumps until I heard Dontonio's song.
Okay.
Coming in at number 2 in my life was meeting Dontonio and having him teach me.
I want to redo mine.
Oh, please do.
After hearing that, I want to do mine. Okay. natural.
In a world... where one can't figure out left from right, up from down, east from west, stands a man, the Craig T. Nelson of life coaches.
Now, that's... Craig T. Nelson is a coach.
Yeah, he's pretty on the nose, yeah.
Do we think he's more known for Mr. Incredible or coach at this point?
Coach.
Lifesaver. It's called a lifesaver.
A lifesaver. Remember that? Hey, remember Ladysmith Black Mambaza?
What?
Remember Ladysmith Black Mambazo? You don't remember Ladysmith Black Mambazo?
Are those all real words?
I remember Rusted Root.
Well, this was like a rich man's Rusted Root. You ever listen to Paul Simon's Graceland?
Yeah, Diamond on the
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Diamonds on
Lady
the Soldier's
Smith, Black Mambazo is the group who
guys.
Oh, and they did a Lifesavers commercial.
They
did a Lifesavers commercial. It's like Lifesavers home.
All right, guys. The tape is out. I was
did
using
all
a
that?
Tape. No, I ran out of tape. Oh.
I wanted all that in.
You were recording it on a tape?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cassette?
Yeah. And I can't wait for people to hear how I changed Casey Kasem and Pablo Francisco's life.
You know my name?
Well, just remember, be kind and rewind.
And fast
keep
forward.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for a life shaver.
And float on over to the word association.
Yay. Wait, it soups all Casey Kasem's.
Rob White writes,
that's hard to say.
Rob White writes, dear Casey, could you please play Catch a Falling Star? Coming
Rob
in.
Rob Wright would be a good name.
Rob
right?
Wright. Well, that's.
Isn't
Princess
Robin
Bride.
Wright a real person?
Robin Wright. Robin Wright is a real. Yeah.
And I'm Brett Lyons.
And I'm Adil Rafi.
Or am I? Like wow.
Down
scoops.
2 spots from number 1 friend is Adil Rafi.
Rafi.
Yeah. Adil Rafi beans.
Coming in at number 10, Brett Lyons taking a big gulp of whatever's in that cup.
It's orange juice, coming down from a little bit of a cold. Up 4 spots from last week, my attitude.
And I would join in, but it would just be Ronald Reagan, and I don't want to do it.
Well, coming in at number 2, jelly beans, well.
There was a time where you couldn't, any road trip my family took, half the radio time is taken up by Casey Kasem. He's reading letters. He's naming the charts. He's giving his own little personal input.
Yeah.
You don't get that anymore.
You don't.
No, you get...
And actually, I've been a satellite radio subscriber since day one, so I haven't heard a commercial on the radio in maybe 20 years.
I still listen to the radio from time to time, and I kind of like it.
What station do you listen to? Pittsburgh radio?
No, in my car. I mean, I can't really.
You listen to XRT?
Sometimes, yeah, yeah. But then they throw in new stuff, and I have no time
for
that.
Then you go over to the drive. You go to 97.1 the drive.
97.1, 97.9 has some classic rock too.
Oh, the loop, yeah, the loop, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, hit those up.
There's a certain personality, a certain approach that Zoo Crew, we'll call them artists. If Subway sandwich makers are artists, Zoo Crew
sure.
hosts
sure.
are
now
artists.
Sure, and also now at Subway, you got to slice the meat.
You have to?
You get to.
You're like, you want turkey? You got to go slice that yourself.
Oh, yeah, you're for sure.
You get to slice the meat.
You get to slice the meat.
Quick fun fact. I don't know if I've said this before, but I had a friend in high school that worked at Subway. And it was like at a time where he was the only employee there. It was just one person would man the store. And we could go in the back and we would drink. And we could bring it. So we would drink in the back. And the only thing they counted at Subway at that time were the loaves of bread. So we would go to 7-Eleven, buy our own loaf of bread. Right. And we would make our own sandwiches. It was great. And we just had to be really quiet if somebody came in.
That rules.
Yeah. And you were underage, right? Drinking?
I would never admit to such a thing on the internet.
We got him. I just want to know. I just want to know if Jared was aware there were some underage boys drinking in the back of Subway.
I think we were above age for him, but yeah.
What if we were? If the three of us were a Zoo Crew, what would be our name? I think we got to go with. I think we got to go with Rob. I think we got to go with Bobby because Addle's a weird one. So I would have to be some sort of animal or the madman or something, right?
Yeah, I would. I would absolutely have to be. I would have to be Bobby.
It'd be like Brett. Yeah. Bobby Brett and the Goof Boy or something like that, right?
Yeah, probably.
You're listening to Bobby Brett and the Goof Boy. Haruga. I think that'd be fun. Would you guys?
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Brett and the Goof Boy. That's pretty good.
I think we're committed to doing an episode that's us as a Zoo Crew.
I'm sure it's going to happen eventually.
We can commit to it.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, we have numerous. I mean, maybe that'll be our New Year's special.
You're listening to 69.420, Bobby Brett and the Goof Boy.
What's so much money?
quick check of the traffic. It's bad.
Yeah, my favorite thing is the Zoo Crew, and then someone hits the sound effect button, and it just never makes any sense as to what's going on.
And those fake prank phone calls, we could do those.
Oh, so bad.
Love them. Mm-hmm. I've been getting served on TikTok a lot of Australian Zoo Crew stuff.
Australians have Zoo Crews?
Yeah, and they're pretty good. They do a contest called Soda or Beer. And you call in and they crack a beer or soda over the microphone and you have to guess what it is. And it's pretty funny. It's pretty good. They're good attitudes over there. They have fun Zoo Crew.
Fun people.
Yeah.
That sounds...
And there's a guy who pranked them a lot where he calls like he's an actual caller to their issue. And they go back and forth with him trying to disguise his voice. And then he also uses people's phones on the street so they can't detect the number. It's good times.
If there is one style I wish I could pull off, it's Paul Hogan's whole shebang. I wish I could pull that off.
You would want to be just in the, you mean the look or his career?
The look.
Oh, okay. I mean, I liked Almost an Angel in both Crocodile Dundees, but I can't.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just, you just wear khaki shorts with a khaki shirt and then you get yourself a khaki hat.
You're describing Steve Irwin.
Yeah, he didn't. He wore pants. He wore boots. He'd wear no shirt. No shirt and a vest a lot of the time.
No shirt, crocodile vest, crocodile teeth necklace.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time. Yeah, my Australian hunters got mixed up.
Yeah.
In the look I would go, if we're going off of Australians that we would want to look like, I would definitely want to be Yahoo Serious. I think I would really like to pull off his
Young Einstein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Flashback. Yeah, Australia has given us a lot. When those three names, that's the Mount Rushmore. I will say, having been to Australia, I'm not going to date the podcast, at some point in the last year, maybe, every second I was outside, my head was on a swivel. We went to a nature preserve, and there's literally signs that have a brown snake on it, which I think is the number one most deadly snake in the world. Congrats, champ. You still got the title. There's pictures of the snake. There's signs everywhere with a picture of the snake, and it goes, "I live here too." Just to be like, to be careful, no. But it's like a threat. Like I would prefer.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm not. I don't have any plans to go to Australia anytime in the future, and I won't because of the snakes and the spiders.
No. Yeah. I would go to Sydney.
I've seen
like a
so
city.
Many videos. Yeah. No way. They can get there too. There's city spiders that are huge. Wolf spiders or whatever the heck they're called.
Huntsman.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
They're just at people's houses all the time.
Google Huntsman. Google Huntsman fail. I have to assume.
Oh, I guarantee you there's Huntsman fail. Where they're trying to kill the spider and it just jumps on their face.
Like the Huntsman is trying to do something and his bikini falls off.
Nice. Isn't that more of a Huntsman oops?
Rob, let me have this.
Yeah, type in wet Huntsman contest.
And
two Huntsman, one cup.
No.
Try that. See what that does.
Well, let's go ahead and hunt down my word today, mates, which is going to be deal. Deal.
Oh.
You could take that as a casino. You could take that as new deal. Yeah. Thanks, FDR.
Yeah, sure.
Let's make a. Yeah.
We have a deal.
We have a deal.
That's a fun thing to say that I don't know if I've ever said out loud. But if you're ever negotiating, which I'm terrible at, but when you get to a number and you just go, we have a deal.
Yeah.
You've got yourself a deal.
I cannot negotiate. Anytime I go to a bazaar or a flea market or anything, I'll be like, how much for this? And they're like, $38. I'm like, sold. And then whoever I'm with will be like, how much for this? And they're like, 50. And they're like, I'm thinking 28. And they're like, 32. And I'm like, what the fuck? I just can't. I can't do it.
I never have enough cash on hand to be like, if it's like, let's say it's $30 and you'd be like $20 cash. I feel like if you have enough cash on hand, cash really
cash is,
king when it comes to deals.
Yeah,
sure. There was one, my most successful one was completely unintentional. I didn't go through the transaction because I just genuinely didn't want it. And I think that's how this happened. But we had to shop we were going to a wedding in India. And so I went to Little India here in Chicago to buy, because you had to buy, it was like a 4-day event, 2 days were Western wear. So I had I guess that sounds like a cowboy outfit. I meant a tuxedo.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to go ahead and divulge. Yeah. This was a billionaire's wedding.
It was.
It was a very nice wedding. And so we had to buy two. It was spectacular. But so there were 2 days where we had to buy traditional Indian wedding attire or Indian formal wear. So I went to one store and I got one outfit. And then I was looking in this other one because here's the thing, lots of bright colors and that's just not me. And I had one that had a lot of gold on it. The guy was like, no, this is what you wear. And I was like, it's just very, he's like, no, this is what you wear. I was like, all right, I got that. Then my wife had been in another store and she was like, there's one that's just like solid navy blue. And I was like, that sounds like my speed. Mm-hmm. And I went in there and I looked at it and she was like, I think she said like 250 or something. I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't really, I wasn't digging it. So I was like, you know what? I'm good. And the lady was like, no, come on, try it on. I was like, okay, I'll try it on. She's like, look, it fits. I was like, it does fit. I don't want it. So she went to put it back. I was like, how much is it? She's like, it's 250. And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. She goes, I'll tell you what. 150. And I was like, I didn't even say anything. She was just trying to get me to, and I was like, no. And she came down. Yes. And I said, no. And I still walked away, but I probably should have taken it. But
You probably still overpaid.
Rob.
I didn't buy from that store at all. I went back to the other one, got a different one, but.
I'm most shocked that you start this story off as your biggest win in negotiation. You didn't want this at all.
but that's the only time it's ever worked in my favor, you know? And I think the secret is you have to, and they say this, if you want to negotiate, have to prepared to walk away.
I was
100%.
Anytime I'm traveling abroad and you go somewhere, like you go to like a market or street vendors or something, I'll look at something and it's like a handkerchief or something, like a headscarf. And you're like, how much is that? And they're like, 20. And I don't care. I'm just curious because they'll be like, are you looking at this? This is nice. Do you want it? And I'm like, how much is it? And they're like, 20. I'm like, okay. And then I walk away being like, I didn't want this in the first place. And as I'm walking away, they'll be like, 16. And I'm like, no, thank you. And then they're like, 12.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, thank you. And they go, two for 15. So I think it truly is you have to not want it. And then people sense that and will negotiate for you.
We'll try to make it more enticing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is fascinating.
I feel like, though, a majority of the time when I'm shopping, though, I'm not at places that cut deals. Like, I can't go to Costco and the TV's $2,000. I'm like, I'll give you $1,500 for it. Like,
you ever try?
I feel like I'm not buying things.
You ever try?
I have not.
Brett, you know what everything's negotiable.
I guess so.
200 ounces of peanut butter filled pretzels. I'm thinking $14.99.
What's it called? Like not...
I've got a 1987 Buick in the parking lot. I'm willing to give you the keys.
Well, what was funny is my father-in-law, he had an old pontoon boat at his lake house, and I was trying to sell it for him because we were getting a new pontoon boat, and I put it for sale on like Facebook Market, and I got so many of those like, would you take a 1978 Ford truck for it? And I was like, no, we're just trying to sell it for cash.
I said for sale, not for barter.
So many trades. There were so many, like one guy was trying to give me a motorcycle. It was like crazy.
That's insane.
I feel
Listen,
like the
level,
world
level with me, level with me. How many chickens is it going to take? Just how many chickens for me to get this boat?
Is there a dowry on this pontoon?
I mean, it seems like it. It's wild. I mean, there is such a large trading community and stuff like that where people... I mean, there used to be like a show, I feel like on some... Maybe it was on Travel Channel where like a guy would start with like a penny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and try to work his
24
way
hours, he could trade his way up to like a car or something like that, which
somebody
is just
did
like,
that
yeah,
online, I mean, and they started with a pen and like a Bic... black pen, and they ended up with a house. But that had the engine of social media and awareness behind it. So I think people were like, right, I want to give him a good deal because it's everyone's watching. But right, I feel like if your everyday person does that, people are like, fuck off.
No, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
What about Jerry Seinfeld?
What's the deal?
What is the deal?
I mean... He's great. It works.
I mean, it's true. I mean, it works for him.
Could you come down to $22? Please? $22.
You know what? I don't like
it's
when
not
people...
A, it's not a Big Mac. It's just a hamburger.
I don't like when people say, deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it sucks.
Yeah.
Deal with it's pretty... It's pretty stop. I mean, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Deal with
it's
it.
You don't like
stop.
It. Deal with it. You don't yeah. like yeah. it. Deal with deal it. With and I'm like, it. I'm yeah. trying to deal with it right now.
Yeah,
that's why I'm having this conversation with you.
Anytime Alex. Somebody basically they like plop down, like they become an immovable object. That sort of attitude is infuriating. It's up there equal to with that for me. Is anytime someone goes, "What are we going to do about this?" Which typically comes when you're when I've worked customer service jobs. And something happens where it's like someone, you know, I can't think of a good example, but it's like someone fucks up or it's like kind of their fault. And then they're like, what are we going to do about this? And I'm like, you mean me, but you're framing it like we're in cahoots. I hate really... that. It's a huge pet peeve.
Yeah,
me.
True.
I don't any the we is a pet peeve of like, oh, did we like our dinner? Like, did you have any of mine?
Yeah, what were you did you have a bite before you brought it out to me?
Busted, my dude. You snuck a taste.
I just think there's that like unapologetic, like this is it, deal with it.
Yeah.
It's just I can't.
It's too in my face. I don't want to deal with it.
I don't think I've ever said
that's why I bottle things up so I don't deal with it and then they explode at a later date.
Oh yeah. Well,
that's another thing. Do we deal with your emotions?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Or you deal or no deal with your emotions.
Ooh, I'll take what's in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have 20 cases in my brain, and oh, boy. Some of them are open, and some of them are a penny, and some of them are million
whammies,
dollars.
No whammies,
Can
no whammies.
Can you remind me, how do you lose that game?
Well, there was 20
cases.
Was
there a briefcase that says, like, you lose or something? Or
no,
there
was, like, from one penny to $1 million.
Oh,
and
at the beginning
of the show,
that's right. You settle on one. That's right.
And
I
then when there's two cases, you either take a deal or when it gets down all the way to the end, there's two cases left. You can swap your case out and see what happens or whatever.
But I think, what show was that?
Deal or No Deal.
That's Deal or No Deal. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Let's Make a Deal, which
door one, two, or three.
Yeah, that's where the guy would be like.
He just was like, I mean, it was Wayne. What's his name?
Well, Wayne Brady was in
Wayne Knight. Wayne Brady,
not the
original
guy.
I don't remember the original guy.
Wayne Knight.
But that would also be like you dress up weird in the audience for some reason.
Everyone
was always dressed up in character, and then he would like have money, and he'd be like, "If you could show me a diamond ring in your purse right now, like I'll give you $100 or something like that."
Yeah.
But they got to figure like people would just like jam their bag full of weird ass shit in their house.
He'd always be like, "You can keep that $100, or you can have what's in my pocket," or something like that. Or you can have what's under this box, and they'd cart out a box.
Yep.
And sometimes it would be like a sleeping porcupine, or a goat.
Or a goat.
And then sometimes it would be like, you know, keys to a new car or something.
I think if I lost, I'd be like, I'm taking the goat. I know this is a gag, but I want the goat.
I do want to see it.
Yeah.
That's a very funny sketch of someone.
Yeah.
Well, that was the Great Simpsons episode where the radio calls him and he answers the phone and like, do you want $10,000 or an African elephant? And he goes, I'll take the elephant.
Oh, that's right. That's amazing.
Stampy.
But I love the idea of someone just being like, yes. And they're like, no. Didn't you hear the wah, wah? Like, this is bad.
No, I want a goat. No, you didn't.
I still
don't understand.
Math is absolutely my weak point. I still don't understand. There's something that's like the odds increase. So if there's door 1, 2, or 3, I don't know if you guys have heard about this. Have you heard this?
I don't think so.
You hear about this? Huh?
It's called like the Let's Make a Deal conundrum or something. But it's basically like if there's doors 1, 2, and 3 and you pick. So let's say, Rob, you pick door number 3.
Wait, is this like Schrodinger's deal?
Kind of. There's a goat that's both alive and dead behind it. But it's, two. One's eating the other. But if there's doors 1, 2, 3, Rob, if you pick door number 3 and they go, okay, you pick door number 3, and then they open door number 1 and they show it was like not the prize, like it was a goat. You're supposed to then switch. If they're like, you want to stick with 3 or change to 2? You're supposed to change to 2. And somehow, statistically, that's better odds, which I cannot wrap my head. Like, space frightens me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but even just the simple
right.
Equation of like switching the door once you know 1 is not the prize. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, yeah, there's somehow that it becomes greater than a 33 1/3% chance that you're.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't get it. Yeah.
I don't get it either.
If only Stephen Hawking was around to explain it to me.
Well, he's in space now.
He's in space with all the other angels.
Speaking of Stephen Hawking, can I just jam this in? I was thinking about this for a long time because I think I blew it.
Geez,
I think
I blew
Rob's pickup line.
Yeah. Speaking of Jeeves.
No. My pickup line is I've been thinking about this for a long time. That's what you're talking about, right?
Can I just jam this in?
No, when you were talking about Adel in your hometown, how there was a Hog King, I should have said Stephen Hog King. That was all I had to say. I thought about that later, and I was like, I really blew it.
A brief history of swine, Stephen Hog King.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
A brief history of swine was fantastic.
Don't forget from Marvel Universe, the Hog-Eye.
Hog-Eye?
See, there we go. See, we just don't let things go. We remember them, and then, you know, you can really workshop it
for
numerous episodes.
We hope you listen to all of them, because there will be callbacks.
I think we need to start having, for every episode we do, I think there needs to be an A and a B. So it's like, this is the word association, you know, I don't even know what number this is, but say it's like episode, or I'll look right now. It is
26.
Episode 26. Mm-hmm. So say this is episode 26. We put on the feed 26A. Then we do 26B a week later, and we're like, I got something. Oh, anybody want a 3-nut? That's what I wanted to say a week later.
We should just Mystery Science Theater our own podcast. So we just sit in a room, we listen to the podcast again, and then we can just make jokes over.
I love the week later association.
Oh yeah,
the week after.
The week after. The week after. Oh, yeah, TWA. Perfect. The week after.
Because it is very funny to be on the opposite end of things, where it's like when I listen to podcasts, I enjoy if there's any amount of like comedic happenings going on. Mm-hmm. There will be moments where I'm like, oh, this is right there.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'm doing a podcast, either I'll think of something and I'm like, that's obvious and I don't want to say it, or I'll just miss it. But then people will be like, oh, you missed this. And it's like, oh, God damn it.
Well, Adel, I mean, that's kind of the nature of podcasting, so deal with it.
Wow. Full circle.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. You've been dealt a blow to your ego.
I'm going to take a minute to decide if I want to speak up about this or just squash my emotions down until they became a hardened canker sore in my mouth. While I do that, let's go ahead and take a quick break and we'll be right back with a few more letters to Casey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. the way car buying should be.
Thank you so much, Whitney Houston. That's right. Today's word from Brett is... My word today is...
Whitney Houston?
No, yeah, it's Whitney Houston. No, my word today is tread.
Yeah, yeah. Tread. So I think of tires, mm-hmm. and then I also think of that snake.
What snake?
You know that snake on the yellow flag?
Oh, don't tread on me?
Oh, don't tread on me?
Oh. Tread on me. What's now, that, what's that snake's deal?
He just doesn't want to be treaded.
I'm here too, yeah. Brown snake, yeah. Motherfucker.
I think of treading water.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tread,
and yeah. How I had to do... You had to do that in camp to show how good of a swimmer you are. You got like, there were certain places at camp I went to, asthma camp, by the way, that you had to show how good of a swimmer
Wait,
you are.
Was,
and that, meant
was
you could
that
go
the Indian
further
name
out.
Or it was asthma? It was like breathing difficulty camp.
Breathing difficulty camp. Yeah.
They have camps for
we
asthma?
Talk, yeah, we did. We
Hell
talked
yeah, dude.
About it. Yeah, Brett
we talked about this
camp.
Before, baby.
I must but have
it's like
that
a regular
out.
Camp. There's just doctors there and your medications there as well. But you had to tread water for a certain amount of time. And then if like you got a long, if you did it the longest, then you could like go to the further part of the lake or you could rent a kayak by yourself. And
do
stuff
you think
like
if a kid
that.
Was drowning, somebody would be like, quick, toss me a, what's it? The circle, the circle thing.
The ring.
I couldn't think of it. I had one here, but he couldn't think of it.
Ah, that's a shame.
I can't take action unless you know the word.
I do remember treading water in high school swimming class. Did you guys swim in high school? Did you have a pool?
We no. did not. No, they built a pool after I graduated.
Yeah.
So no swimming class.
We had to.
Yeah,
but I was a really good swimmer. I don't remember. I think I took swimming classes early on in life, but I'm a very good swimmer.
To be clear, this was just gym class. This wasn't teaching high schoolers how to swim. I did know.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. There's I know people that don't know how to swim.
I did get an after school detention one time for gym, and the teacher just made me swim laps. And that was the worst detention I've ever
sick.
Had. It was exhausting.
Nice.
So weird. Yeah.
Well, it was, I guess, misbehave in the pool during class. You get laps in detention. It checks out.
But that's making you stronger. He's keeping you in your habitat? That seems insane.
I did also.
So humble. Okay.
No, there was one other time in that pool where we were all misbehaving, and this was in the dead of winter. And the gym teacher, who's an older guy, was just like, all right, you guys want to act up? And he opened all of the doors to the outside. And just made it freezing, which is a good punishment.
Here's something I learned. I maybe learned this at the age of 25. Most teachers shouldn't be teaching.
Yeah, the minute there's like a weird punishment, yeah. It's like, yeah, that guy should not be teaching.
I had so many teachers who pulled shit like that where it's like, I don't think you can do this. Like, all it takes is one of us to tell our parents.
Yeah, back
or
then,
any...
there were no cameras in the school. Yeah. If there were, they didn't record sound.
Honestly, if one of my kids came back and said that, I would say, well, sounds like he deserved it, right?
I know. That doesn't sound bad.
Well, Rob, you went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
I feel
true.
Like you have a very old-fashioned
sense.
That's true.
Humble brag, I've done several triathlons, and the first half of that triathlon is a mile swim. And I would do it in Lake Michigan, just outside in Monroe Harbor in Chicago. There were boats there in case someone did like start to, you know, panic or whatever.
I thought you were going to say they were cheaters.
Yeah. You could either swim or you could do a boat. So you
somebody
know.
On a cigarette boat. See you at the finish line, boys.
But there was also on the shoreline, there was a rope. So like, if you were also struggling, you could grab the rope and you can kind of pull yourself. But there were so many fucking people who signed up for the triathlon and would jump in the water and just would immediately go for the rope and then just pull themselves. And I was like, what the fuck?
They're like, I'm a runner.
This seems quite freaking ridiculous. Well, some people wanted to do triathlon, but they just weren't good swimmers. Huh. But like, it was very confusing to me.
Hey, I'm glad you're proud of that. That's super cute that you did a triathlon. I've done a couple didathlons.
A didathlon?
Yeah, because he did
it. I did the thing.
Oh. I didn't try it. He did it.
I thought it was... Okay. That makes... Yep.
But real cute, Brett. I'm glad you're proud of it. Have you ever done the polar plunge?
No.
I have done a polar plunge before. I love the polar plunge. I love a cold plunge like nobody's business. I just enjoy... I psych myself up beforehand, and then I can handle it.
I prefer a warm or hot plunge. That's also a pickup line of mine.
I prefer no plunge at all.
I know I enjoy a cold water. a shock to the system.
What was the ice bucket thing?
Oh, the MLS.
From ALS. ALS. Ice bucket challenge.
Major
League MLS.
Major League Soccer.
Major League Soccer.
Major League Ice Bucket.
No, the ALS. The
Landon
ALS.
Donovan?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Alexi Lawless.
Later on in life, former improviser Michael Lehrer, who unfortunately has since passed from ALS, he started doing stand-up after he was diagnosed with ALS, and he had some very, very good.
That was a great
ice bucket related
jokes. Yeah, I've seen
about,
a couple
like,
of those. Those were really,
where's my money at?
Really funny. Yeah, he's like, where's the money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah,
was
if he
really
had,
good.
If he, unfortunately, he ALS overtook him, but you can certainly look him up on YouTube, and he was very, very, very funny because it's a terrible disease where your mind still works, but your body starts giving up. So his mind was still sharp as ever doing stand-up.
Yeah, absolutely.
That the ice bucket challenge feels both like 10 years ago and also 100 years ago. Like, how do we know a date for that? Was that that was
it was probably a year or 2 years before COVID. And honestly,
really
anything,
that recent?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was. I was thinking about this the other day with something. Me and my wife were talking about something, and we were like, "What? It was that?" And it's just like those two COVID years like feel like for fucking ever.
I have no sense of time. Like there'll be like I'll see a movie on Netflix or whatever streaming service, and it'll be like. This movie, and I'll be like, oh, that came out like 2009, and then it'll be like 2018 is the date, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I just looked it up. I duck-duck-goed it. 2015.
Oh, 2015. Wow. So you're right. It was forever then. Yeah. Gosh,
sorry,
darn it.
Rob, you duck-duck-what it?
Yeah, I think we talked about it. I use duck-duck-go as a search engine,
right.
So I duck-duck-goed it.
Insane.
Yeah. Have you guys ever, so I know we said don't tread on me, but there's also the tread carefully, which is a fun thing to say to somebody. If they're like, you know, when you're like talking to maybe there's a group of three people and somebody's kind of stepping in it and they don't realize, you're like, tread carefully.
Can we say tread lightly?
Is it tread lightly? Maybe it is.
Yeah, I think it's tread lightly.
Interchangeable.
Yeah, I think either one.
I don't think so tread some, carefully doesn't make any
does.
Sense. Tread lightly is, no, think, it doesn't make sense to me.
I
Let
think
me
tread
duck,
lightly
duck,
is going to be.
Go ahead, Adam.
I think tread lightly is going to be like if there's like ex-military and they like jerry-rigged or booby-trapped a mansion.
True.
They're gonna say tread lightly. I think tread carefully.
There's also
okay. It's like a kid. Like if you're go ahead, Rob.
Cambridge Dictionary, tread carefully / gently / lightly.
Tread gently. That sounds like a name.
Tread.
Hello, my name is Tread Gently, and I'm here to talk to you. I'm the morning
wasn't
British
the lead
Zucker.
Singer of? Wasn't the lead singer of Nine Inch Nails? Was Tread Reznor?
Better off Tread.
Famously, what is her name? Who? Liz Phair. I think he dated Liz Phair, and she famously said, Nine Inch Nails, more like 4 inch.
Oh man,
yikes.
That is a really good burn.
And I think she's talking about his penis.
I don't know, probably his...
Really?
No, it's probably his nails. Probably his, you know, maybe he had one long pinky nail.
Do you think
Coke
he gets free
whatever.
Manicures for life?
Yeah, maybe.
Think about
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
Think about
maybe.
It.
Oh, I guess. well, yes, he does, because he's a billionaire. So, yes, he is getting free. He's getting free nails done for life.
So, Rob, perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? You describe a scenario where you get to say to someone... Tread carefully, in like a tread carefully.
Just doesn't sound right. Tread lightly. Is
I think
what
they
is,
they're
is the interchange. Phrase.
Yeah. Well, I think now I want. Honestly, I'm going to start saying tread gently because I really like that the best. Now that I've discovered it, thank you, Duck Duck Go.
oh my God.
No, I can't think of an exact scenario. It's just when you can see somebody unwittingly really about to step in it. And the other person, their face starts to turn like they're getting mad. Like, that's where you're like, tread gently. That.
Yeah.
But I can't think of an exact scenario.
Yeah. Maybe if you're around family. And, I mean, you're talking about maybe something political or maybe talking about another family member.
Sure.
And, like, maybe someone really likes that family member. And they're like, well, you know, tread lightly here. There's, you know, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although anytime
Tread Lightly is a good name, though you're right. I like the name Tread Lightly.
Tread Lightly.
Well, he was in Caddyshack, right? All good names. All good names start with Tread. I think we're starting a new Tread.
We are starting a new Tread. I honestly wish we named our son Tread. Tread White.
There's still time. There's still time. Listeners.
Call me crazy. What is Sarah Palin's kid's name?
Tag?
Well, was it Tag or Trig? Tag and Hunter and Dylan and Skyler.
Wait, which one is it? Trig? Trig?
Phineas, it's Trig.
I think it's Trig. Which
it's
I have to assume is
trigonometry
tethered to.
And she's got her son, her son Geo and her daughter Algae. Yeah.
Basic, the baby's basic. Rudimentary, chemistry. Call him Ruben. Ruben Mentry.
And then there's Goodwill Hunting.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. These apples. How do you like? Well, one of my favorite jokes I ever came up with was something, something, Batman, something, something. How do you like them? Grapples. Mm. I thought it was a 10 out of 10, but I never really released it to the world.
Keep workshopping it. Honestly, keep workshopping it.
How do you like them grapples? You know, it's just something. It's not fully fleshed out, but I think the something somethings are doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah. I feel like by the time we record the B version of this podcast, you will come up with the correct way to word.
Oh yeah,
the grapple. Yeah,
that's a problem for a week from now, Adel. I'll say right now, listeners, if anyone here is expecting congratulations, we have to give a prize if you're going to name your baby Tread.
Yeah.
Even if it's a middle name.
Or if you want to go fully, you can go Tread Lightly last name.
Yes. So maybe we'll have you as a guest on the pod. We don't know for how long. Something. All we're asking is to name your child Tread.
Yeah.
And if their middle name
right
is Michael.
Side Tread. Yeah. It could be right side Tread. You know?
Right side Tread. Let's make a deal.
Tread Flintstone.
Speaking of deals.
Oh, so many.
Yeah.
Tread Willard.
Yeah, Tread Willard.
Yabba dabba deal.
I think, if his middle name is like Michael or something, that kid would just go by like T. Michael. They would drop Tread, I think.
Drop Tread.
You can't drop Tread. Sounds like a gym teacher would say.
All right, boys, drop Tread. If you're rushing for fraternity, drop Tread.
I don't know what that means.
Come to a Tread stop.
Huh? What?
That brings us to our very first Stallone movie. Stop.
Judge Tread is one of the best.
Judge Tread's a good one.
Judge Tread. I am the law.
I am the law.
There's a thin line between Sylvester Stallone in most movies and Sloth from the Goonies.
Yep, it's very thin, though.
That's also a good name, Sloth.
Yeah. I don't want to be named after a seven deadly sin.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about maybe the reasons why he was named Sloth, it doesn't hold water.
Yeah.
So, I never even thought about that. Yeah, yeah, maybe never circle back on that.
So we'll move away from that.
TW afterwards. TW After Dark. We'll wait for that.
If you had to have your first name as one of the seven deadly sins, what name?
Lust.
Lust? Lustrify?
Easy.
Lustrify?
Easiest fucking choice I've ever... Lustrify? Come
that
on.
That sounds
Excuse
really
me.
Good.
My name is Lust. Sorry, sir. You're not on the guest list. Check again. I may be on the guest Lust.
I would be Pride.
Sir.
Pride Lions?
Don't drop Tread.
Yeah, Pride Lions.
I can't be Pride White. Don't think that would work.
You get
I think I'd have to stay away from that one.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can't be.
Nope, that's true. Guess
Pride White.
Envy White, I don't think works.
Nope. You can't do anything. You could be Gluttonous White. Gluttony White.
Yeah, I guess. Look out, Old Country Buffet. Yeah.
Covet thy neighbor White? Let's name all this. We're all super religious. We have greed.
There's lust.
Wait,
greed.
Were they in the Bible?
Greed White is great, right?
Were the seven
they're
deadly?
Not, yeah, they're in the Bible.
Oh, they are? Oh.
They're not. They must be.
Are they
be.
Dante's Inferno?
I have no idea.
Rights.
Bill of Rights.
We got greed.
The we Bill of Whites? You can't do that, Rob.
Bill of Whites?
You got
well, that's most
Creed.
Bills, I'm sure.
Creed.
No.
Avenged Sevenfold.
Yes.
Nickelback.
Slipknot. Thou shalt not Slipknot.
Wait, so we got, wait, greed.
Thou shall slip
sorry,
not.
We're doing seven deadly shreds, right?
Yeah. Greed, lust, envy, pride,
gluttony.
Is there a murder one? That seems like a
There's
big
a
one.
Covet? Is there a covet?
Do I have to go
back? Well, I'm just trying to think of the movie seven and all the one that
murder,
Kevin Spacey does.
Murder's got to be one. Let's not, hey, we backed away from sloths. Let's not rush to Kevin Spacey.
I'm just trying to think of the way that the people
that
died in the movie seven.
No, Brett, I get it. I'm just saying. There's other stars in that movie. Gwyneth Paltrow's head, Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt. Let's not rush to that guy.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, so here we go. Although all of them are bonkers. Where do we stop? Murder?
I don't think murder.
Do they say
is
murder?
One.
Do they say like kill? How do they phrase it?
I don't think they do. I don't. Yeah.
It's actually so. Again, thank you so much, DuckDuckGo. I did look it up, and murder is not one of them.
Wrath. Yeah, it's not. It's wrath.
Yeah, pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, sloth.
You could be wrath white. Wrath white is
wrath white's good.
Pretty
sloth
good.
White, I like too.
Sloth white. I love lustrify. Could we fudge the rules a little bit? Could I be Adelrathify?
That's very good.
Or Adelrath Pride.
Adelrathify.
Wait a minute.
Is very
my
good.
Last name is Lions. I have to be Pride.
Yeah. I thought that was the joke.
No,
what
I just
the
like
fuck?
The name Pride Lions.
Wow.
Are you the father of the bride? No, I'm the father of the bride. So bad.
Oh boy.
Deal with it.
Do you guys ever watch deal with it. You guys ever watch Lambert the Sheepish Lion?
No.
You ever see that as a kid?
Oh, wait. Maybe.
It's like a lion who's raised by sheep.
Right. So
he's
timid.
Like an absolute, he's like super timid, like real pussyfooting around. And then one day a wolf comes, I think, to kill the sheep. And his Lambert is the lion's name. Lambert's quote unquote mother, clearly not his mother, it's a sheep. Mm-hmm. She's like, Lambert. And the wolf's just chomping down. And Lambert's like going through a million emotions. And he's like, I don't know what to do. And suddenly it hits him like a lightning bolt. And he like stands up and he puts his shoulders back. And he's like, I'm a fucking lion. And he absolutely wrecks house. It's pretty good. Still holds up.
He eats his mother?
The wolves.
You got that from that? You're correct. Ding, 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 ding. He eats
his
mom.
I stopped thinking about what you were saying because I was trying to make a Lamborghini joke in my head and I couldn't do it.
Lamborghini? Yeah, it works.
That works.
Hey, Brett, I'll give it to you. Worth it. Hey, I'll say it, man. Worth it.
I was going to do something with Jack Lambert, the 70s Pittsburgh Steeler, but I don't think that was going to work either.
Let's be honest right now, and I'll try and say it as quick as possible. Anytime any one of us is talking, the other two are just trying to think of bits.
Yeah.
Yep. I know, 100%.
Hey,
yeah.
Let's all shake in the middle. And we're listening. And we're listening.
Yeah, we can do both. And we should listen to my word.
Yes.
So for this one, I went with narrow.
Oh, interesting.
Narrow. Okay. Now, I've heard like narrow ass or narrow behind is an insult. Narrow-minded.
The straight and narrow. Straight and narrow.
Oh, narrow-minded. Yeah.
Narrow-minded. Obviously, Chris Angel. Narrow mind freak.
Bow.
Narrow rhymes with arrow.
Bow and arrow. Yeah.
I got engaged at the Narrows in Utah.
What's that? What's that mean?
It is a, it's like a slot canyon hike.
Wow. What's a slot
it's a hike
canyon?
That's a terrible phrase. I never want to hear slot canyon again. We know it's a euphemism, Brett.
One of my other pickup lines is I'd like to take you on a slot canyon hike.
Let me just jam this into your slot canyon.
Tommy, three times
a,
over
no,
here?
It is a very interesting hike because it is almost all in water. You basically hike in like waist deep water the whole way.
Oh, sweetie,
but it's also
you were
very
drowning.
Dangerous. Yeah,
you weren't hiking; you were drowning.
And they were like, "Do you need a life jacket?" And you're like, "No, I went to asthma camp."
No, it's all right. I know what I'm doing here.
Also, that's not the name for it.
No, we had a permit to do the long hike, but it got canceled because if it rains like even like 10 miles away, you can't do the hike because all the water could come rushing down and basically just drown you.
So is it that it's very narrow?
Yeah. Okay. It's like it's called the Narrows because it is basically just like it's like walking through like
so it's kind of claustrophobic.
A mountain hallway. Yeah. No, it's not like what you'd think, like super close.
Okay.
But it's just like if let's say the water were to rise, there is it's wall to wall rock. So there's nowhere you could go.
And I
people
just
die
say,
on it.
Oh,
Brett, I think Mountain Highway is one of the best fake Chris Isaac songs you've ever come up with.
Mountain Highway?
Do you know
country road? Take me home, mountain highway. Yeah.
Do you know what Hall of the Mountain King?
No,
what's nope.
that? That might be my favorite. I don't know if it's considered classical music, but it's the.
Is that from the Nutcracker?
Is it?
I don't know. It sounds good. It sounds Christmassy. Is it not?
Tchaikovsky? It's like,
I don't know.
In the Hall of
this
the
is a weakness of mine. I don't know.
Wasn't it Fantasia?
Sure.
I think Fantasia had some existing music in use.
Maybe.
I think. Narrow. Do you guys get claustrophobic? Like, I see TikToks, YouTube, whatever, of people who go into caves.
No.
And they'll crawl.
That's insane.
They'll crawl to where they, like, can't back up, and a lot of them will die. Like, I saw
Yeah, there's a guy. Yeah, I just saw that.
It wasn't a real photo, but it was like a CGI, like, here's what it would have looked like when he died after 16 hours of sitting in this position. But he crawled so far in, he couldn't back out. And half his body was dangling down over a precipice that led to nowhere. And the rest of his body was like stuck under.
Yeah, they couldn't get him out there. And basically all the blood rushed to his head. And
whatever gene some people have where they really want to do daring things, I just don't have it.
I don't know.
Like 127 hours, that guy?
Nothing. I would not mountain climb. I would not jump. I wouldn't bungee jump, jump out of a plane. I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't freebase heroin. I wouldn't do like any of it. I just
backflip.
Although the most, splits. I don't think I'm that claustrophobic. I could deal
Jumping
with it.
Jacks.
But have you ever been on an L train, like a rush hour L train back in the day, where it was? I mean, you couldn't move. You were just smelling everybody, jam packed.
Yeah, people would keep their backpacks on.
Yeah. Oh, that's it's just it's terrible. But everybody just collectively is like, well, this sucks. But we all are going to deal with
it. Yeah, and then imagine that, but also that it was raining outside.
Yeah. I was on a train one time that something happened to a train in front of us, and everything stopped. And I was inside a jam-packed train car where air conditioning was out, and we were stuck for an hour. We didn't move. People were literally dropping, like fainting. It was...
Whoa,
awful.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah.
Rob, that sounds good or bad. I wasn't listening. Brett, what were you thinking about? I was thinking about train the band.
I was thinking of Soul Train.
Oh,
like,
yes,
well, you guys
yes,
could
yes.
just split the both sides of the cars and just dance
yes.
down the middle of the aisle.
Is there a way to merge our ideas?
Drops.
But thank you, Rob, for whatever that
yep,
was.
You're welcome.
No,
I'm really interested in that.
I feel like when the train is that packed and then it would stop truly the worst. Any sort of train delay when it's packed you can't move an inch.
Thinking about a running back running and then getting tackled and then like six guys jumping on top of him. Like I can't even that's my level of claustrophobia. That would like six huge guys all laying on top of you and like I know they're getting off, like they're not going to stay on top of you, but like,
whoa,
just get the body of that
team. Come on.
Come on.
Use the NFL terms.
Please.
Ejaculating.
Yeah. There's six guys on top of you.
There's Max Crosby getting off.
There's your prime example why you shouldn't listen to any story anyone tells, because there's always good stuff there.
Mind you, this is high school football. As someone who's tackled and been tackled, you don't feel it. You're not like, oh, get up.
It's more just the claustrophobia of you have a helmet on, so you're tunnel visioned, and then like it goes dark and then like everyone's on top of you and it just has to feel like forever
I'm listening.
It is interesting that with narrow, you could be narrow minded, which is negative, but if you're like the straight and narrow, you're like good.
I don't know if straight and narrow
isn't it?
Is straight and narrow good? I feel like it's more focused or like.
Well,
I thought straight and narrow was.
I guess you're right.
Was you were bad and now you're on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
So I think there's some negativity to it.
Yeah.
You're not on the straight and narrow if you're doing good. It's like you.
You're right. Now I'm getting on the straight and narrow. Which is good. Yeah. Straight and narrow is good then. But you'd also be narrow minded.
But you're coming from a bad place though.
You're walking it.
You were from the crooked and narrow.
With no deviations, crooked and narrow. I feel like that's a fun.
There's also narrow do wells.
Narrow do well.
A narrow dwell.
Have you guys ever...
Excuse me, I'm from Mississippi, and you're a narrow dwell. My name is... what was that name? Tread Lightly?
Tread Gently.
Tread
so
Gently.
Nice to meet you.
My name is Tread Gently. Come to my gazebo.
Have you guys ever had bone narrow? It's delicious.
Well, bone marrow is stored in the narrowest part of the bone, I might suggest.
That's true.
Brett's covering his face.
I didn't see that one coming. Honestly, man, I felt like William Tell, and he shot a narrow right at the apple on my head. Knocked it off.
King Tutankhamun was, of course, a narrow.
Is that how you pronounce that for real?
Tutankhamun?
No. Oh, it's Tutankhamun, but yeah. I was once in England, and someone on the tube, speaking of trains, someone on the tube with no, this was not a bit, they weren't doing a funny thing, this wasn't like an inside joke. They were with a group of people, and they go, I'm excited to go to the museum to see the Tutankhamun. And I couldn't stop. I was like crying, laughing, and I was like, please don't look over at me. Please don't look over at me.
One of these days, Alice, that's... bang, zoom, Tutankhamun.
I'm crammed in the narrows. Ralph crammed in the narrows. In,
yeah.
Ah, man. Narrows had more meat on the bone than I thought.
Yeah.
It had a little bit, yeah.
Wow.
Narrow faucet.
Did you say narrow faucet?
Yeah,
no,
narrow
move
faucets.
On. Moving on. Come on. The one time you guys aren't in your heads doing bits is to shine a light on narrow faucet. That's
I
a
mean,
plumber
narrow
comes over like,
pretty narrow. Oh, good.
I tried to fix it, but it looks like you got a narrow faucet here. The water's backing up. Again, my name is Tread Gently.
I never saw Andy again.
Andy Dufresne.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm just trying to jam in another narrow thing.
I'm trying
Andy
to think
Dufresne
another narrow joke. I can't do it.
600 feet through filth you can't imagine. That's the length of six football fields.
Six football fields.
Sevens, Morgan Freeman. Not.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey. Narrow of
Kevin
monkeys.
Kevin Space Jams.
No, narrow okay. of monkeys does not work. You're
it's
trying
done.
To get
barrel. Barrel.
We overcooked the steak.
Yeah,
send it back.
Yeah. Stop being narrow. So narrow-minded.
Did we like our steak tonight? Did we like it?
What, Adel?
Did we like the steak?
God damn it. I said narrow faucet when Mia Nero was right there.
Oh, Mia Nero.
Oh, Mia Nero. Yeah. Well, hopefully I win the lottery and I also become a millionaire.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Put some real mustard on the ball with that accent.
Do you know I was in... high school or college when the
brag
I forget which yep both I went but the when the first guy won I can't remember if it was college it
oh who wants
been.
To be a millionaire
yeah in
oh is this the guy who said he called his dad
yes a yeah. girl in my class was like I'm not supposed to say anything but he's like a relative of mine and we know he won $1 million tonight
oh,
so I was like
he
I gotta
he
watch
broke the NDA he broke yeah. the NDA
I would well, race out of my desk and go tell the yeah. nearest police officer. I'm sorry.
Officer, get Regis Philbin on the line.
We're not animals.
Hello? Who is this?
We have to have some order. Oh, disgusting. That's wild. Yeah. What relation you said?
I don't remember. Like a cousin, a relative yeah. of some kind. I don't even remember if it was high school or college. I guess I could duck, go the year and do the math, but I'll give them
if
a break.
I won $1 million...
Paid by DuckDuckGo.
Trying.
And you're not letting us in on this sponsorship deal? Okay,
just putting it out there. Bing and Google will not return my calls. So
let me check the DDG stock here. Okay. It looks like there's one share that's sold. They only have one share. It's
one share.
Public.
Oh boy, it's from Pride White. Whose screen name is that?
Pride White. If I won anything over $10,000 and they had me sign an NDA. I'm taking that shit to the grave until it's time for me to talk. I would not. It's insane to risk that, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that is insane. That's a risky ass
move.
Well,
here's the thing. It was all so new then, like that concept yeah. of stuff like that. So I'm sure as it, like with all the Survivor, none of those shows existed. So I'm sure as those shows, as they became bigger and bigger deals, that became... There was no internet. I mean, there was internet. Was there internet? There must have been internet. But, you know, there wasn't. So I just think it was a different. I don't think it was
definitely
as strict. Yeah.
But we know several people who have been on like Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And like while we knew them when they were on Jeopardy and when they got back from Jeopardy And yep. you would ask them and they'd be like, I can't say anything. That's like, how'd you
I
do?
I mean, Noah I can't was say on anything. Crosswords and one
and be like,
like
what? Yeah. Did you lose? Did you win? Yeah. Can you just tell us where you placed? Can't say anything. Yeah. Can you tell us if, you know, and truly yeah. just as tight-lipped as could be. So crazy yeah. for $1 million to really.
I mean, Noah was on Crosswords, which was a short-lived game remount of it. And he won on the very last question of the game and won like $25,000 and a free trip. Wow. And he was, his lips were shut until we all watched that episode together.
And you know, there was one time I was walking down the street with my goat and somebody's like, were you just on Let's Make a Deal? I was like, I can't talk about it. This goat is, I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it.
I would love if, yeah, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? If you lose, they just give you a goat. Like, that's just the go-to.
It's just the goat-to.
Oh.
The goat-to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your goat-to.
Have you seen the goat? Are we just sequelizing? What was the goat-to?
So
no, that's my goat-to.
I know. I'm kidding. I know.
I'm not trying to make it bad.
Boy, oh boy, you'll eat anything. Camaro. Arrow. Aeroplane.
No.
Aeroplane.
Oh, you know what was right there that we missed
oh,
too?
Oh, right there. Narrowplane.
No. Narrowsmith. totally missed Narrowsmith.
Damn.
Loving an elevator. Even tinier. That's why he has loving an elevator.
Inside.
Of course, Narrowsmith can only perform when in narrow spaces.
Oh, boy.
That's Die Hard. But
well, if you feel like you've listened to this episode and you feel trapped in a narrow chamber in your own mind and you want to get some of those ideas out, you can always send a word to twapod@gmail.com. Send us your word or possibly a time where you felt trapped, you know,
or a picture
like
of
that.
Your new child, Tread.
Oh, yes. Or if you are considering naming your child Tread.
Or if you've ever been in a narrowing experience.
Or if you could jam the word narrow into an Aerosmith song, which I've been trying to do in my head and cannot. Send it in to TWA Pod. Narrow's got
pink.
A gun.
No, that doesn't work.
No.
Love in a narrow elevator.
No, that doesn't work.
Crying narrow.
Dream
what was that?
Narrow.
What was the song from Armageddon? Don't want to miss a narrow.
I don't want to miss a narrow. Yes.
I don't want to
narrow a thing. What's the one with Run DMC? Narrow that way. Walk that narrow. Remember in Armageddon when Ben Affleck put an animal cracker on Liv Tyler's stomach and then pretended to put it in her pussy?
No.
All right, everyone, that's our show.
Deal or no deal.
You don't remember that? He takes an animal cracker.
I do remember him walking it along her.
He puts it on her tummy, and then he goes, oh, no. And he walks the animal cracker down to her underwear, and then...
Her narrow
and then
canyon?
Dot, dot, dot.
Rob, it's a slot canyon.
Oh, slot canyon. I'm so sorry.
Well, Brett, something, something narrow. Do you want to... summarize.
Summarize. Yeah, you know, just for tradition, even though we've said several times that the episode is over, but yes, I felt like we've dealt with a lot of things. We've dealt with a lot of things. There were some deals in this transaction that went on. And, you know, while there were some topics that we treaded lightly on, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we figured out a way, you know, to traverse this narrow podcast that we do, and if you're still here at the end of this time, we appreciate it.
And Brett, now that we're done, do you want to wrap up the words that we used today? Sombrero. Brett, whenever you're ready, just wrap up the three words we used.
Sparrow, I just did.
Sparrow,
I just did it.
Oh, sorry. Jack Sparrow. Savvy.
See you next time.
Are you talking about my favorite Italian pizza place, Subnero Pizza?
See you next time.
Caesar Rosnero.
Have a great night, everybody.
Narrow night.
Thanks for listening.
Brett, whenever you're ready.
Narrow.
Whee!
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
one of my other pickup lines is I'd like to take you on a Slot Canyon hike.